You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. If you love words, then you love the dictionary. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now, and he has a history lesson on the Oxford English Dictionary.
Although many people believe it, history cannot answer all the questions of the past. The older the problem, the less likely it is that we know everything, or even most things, about a subject. Sometimes the length of the time passage has less to do with what we know than the circumstances surrounding the place or the event. How many times have you asked someone how they know something, and their answer is, "Mama told me," or "Granddaddy told me," or "Family legend has it that," and so on? Legend often becomes the everyday and thus creeps in as some form of history. British and American philologists, etymologists, and lexicographers have struggled for centuries over words and phrases in the English language that have exceedingly obscure beginnings. Sometimes, when working on a word that can be identified as being linked to a specific time and place, but not knowing how it got there, they place an asterisk and a dash in front of it. This is called asterisk reality, which can be defined as something that no longer exists, but can be inferred with 100% accuracy. One of the practitioners of this was the great author J.R.R. Tolkien, the author of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, who was also an editor of the Oxford English Dictionary. Tolkien, among other things, was a professor of Anglo-Saxon at Oxford. Many of the place names and people's names that later become staples in his fiction were first gleaned by working on the dictionary. He loved words and how they sounded. About 9 miles from Oxford is a small village called Fawler. No one locally knew how it got its name. Tolkien figured it out, to everyone's surprise. The older name of the place was Fawflor, which can be seen on a map from 1205. And older than that, in Old English, it was Fogflor, which meant colored floor. It was on a road built by the Romans to their resort of Aquia Sulis, or Bath. Later, when the Anglo-Saxon invaders came, the road had, over the centuries, become overgrown and turned into a footpath, but the Anglo-Saxons seemed to be afraid of it. In an interesting twist, Fogflor also appears in an Anglo-Saxon record. It is mentioned in Beowulf in the great hall inhabited by the monster Grendel. In part it reads, "The fiend stepped on to the painted floor. Angrily he paced. From his eyes there stood an ugly light like fire." Tolkien wrote about this in his Introduction to the Survey of Place Names in 1926. He and many other scholars wondered if Beowulf had been sung at Fawler. He also pondered about Watling Street, an ancient road that comes into Oxford. In 1925, he surmised that Watling was an old name for Milky Way, in this case, a gray stone road built by the Romans. But to the British of the Middle Ages, it was surmised to be built in ancient times by giants, for no mortal man could have laid such a road with the tools known in that day and time. Tolkien wrote in the Survey of Place Names that his work was fired by his love of the land of England and the allurement of the riddle of the past, and that it leads to the recapturing of fitful and tantalizing glimpses in the dark. Tolkien went on to create whole language from snippets he had studied. These languages became the basis for The Lord of the Rings. His deep love of language and the past resonates each time his works are read or spoken, and prove once again that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He joins us each Tuesday for History Matters. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.